33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Another season is in the books for most of the high school baseball and softball teams around Texas. Only the best of the best still playing right now. The few clubs that have a real shot at a state championship we're talking about. But when you take a look at where many of these teams come from, you may notice a certain common thread, what appears on the surface to be a kind of correlation between wins and wealth. Michael Florek took a much closer look at this as sports reporter for the Dallas Morning News. Michael, thanks for joining us on The Standard.
Oh, no problem.
So from what I understand, the team there at the Dallas Morning News began to take a look at who was actually entering the softball and baseball high school finals, and they found it was the usual suspects, and there's an even stronger connection too, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a direct relationship between kind of the wealthier suburban districts making deeper playoff runs and making these state tournaments versus some of these more middle class and poorer schools that aren't really able to compete in those two sports.
Now, what I'm trying to understand here is, what does that correlation tell us? I mean, is it, if you are a wealthier school, does it guarantee success? Surely not, right?
Correct, yes. It doesn't guarantee success if you are wealthy, but it basically says if you are middle class or if you are poor, it really is difficult and almost impossible to compete with those wealthy schools that have good programs and are winning.
Now, some people are going to say, what's the methodology here? How did you go about making this determination?
So we looked at the number of playoff series wins over the last 5 years in both baseball and softball, and the percentage of economically disadvantaged kids in the school. And there was a direct relationship there between the two, with the less economically disadvantaged kids you have, the more playoff wins you tended to have in baseball and softball.
So what is keeping some of the middle class and poorer schools from being competitive, at least in the championship games?
Yeah, you talk to some of the coaches and some of the people in the area, and they say really select ball has really exploded in terms of price, and a lot of these kids can't afford to pay for those tournaments or that team. And there's really no alternative. The youth levels there has really been eaten up by this club baseball. There's no alternative for these kids to play outside their high school season.
I'm going to go back, because what is club baseball? What are these select leagues that we're talking about here? How is that different from just one high school competing against another high school?
Yeah, so the high schools have their own seasons in the spring, and I guess it carries over a little bit into summer, but then in the summer, these kids go and play for teams that basically they sign up to try out for. There's no location barriers. There's no boundaries. You pay your fee, and then you go to these tournaments. This isn't coming from a school level. It's just these individual kids have the means to do that in the off season, and they're playing more. They're getting more instruction. They're giving private instruction. They come together in high school, and obviously they have progress their skills more than a kid who hasn't been doing all that in this summer and fall there.
I see. So how much money are we talking about? For instance, if you have a young person starting out in high school, wants to play at that club level, how much money are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, it varies widely depending on the age and kind of the team you go involved in. But some of the people I talked to said tournaments can run $2,000 to $3,000. So, I mean, if you're playing in 10 tournaments, that team is going to have to be paying $30,000 there. So one of the guys I talked to said if you don't have a wealthy donor, it's hard to find that money to come up with.
So how badly is this distorting sports in our public schools?
I think it's huge in the inner city. I think you see Major League Baseball has tried to come in, and they've created an urban youth academy, which basically offers free classes, free instruction, free leagues for inner city kids. And I think it's huge there, because if you don't have that, you're missing out on almost half the year of practicing, of getting better, of in this sort of day and age where it's all sports specialization and all these private lessons. It's a huge gap. Obviously, it's kind of showed in the numbers there.
Let me ask you, the term outliers, and as you were plotting your graphs to determine, what's going on here, did you find exceptions? I mean, did you find any examples of successful schools where you did have a larger percentage of economically disadvantaged students?
Yeah, we found a few, and there's Louisville softball. They won a state championship 5 years ago. They had another state runner-up appearance, and their coach said it, a lot of it is just the mental aspect of it. These kids that aren't playing select ball might be as good, but they don't have the confidence. They don't have that sort of backing where they know they can do it. And she said that was the biggest thing for her, to try to just convince their kids that they were as good as the kids that are playing year-round and doing the select ball.
It's an intriguing story. Dallas Morning News will have a link to it at texasstandard.org. Michael Florek is a sports reporter of the Dallas Morning News. Thanks so much for your time, Michael.
Thank you for having me.